Chov Rabotai, the Torah says that if somebody would come Mitzvara and people would get close to him, he would say, Tameh, Tameh, I'm Tameh, stay away. So I was confirmed positive yesterday for COVID, so please stay away. Huh? Kopichia. Okay. Baruch Hashem, I think the worst is over, but please... Okay, anyway, but you know, I asked, he said you could go to shul, etc., but keep distance, so that's what I'm doing. Now, we were talking about Rosh Chodesh. We said, Ben Hashmashot B'diavad, before Tzad HaKohav B'lchatchila, you should say B'lchat HaLevana when it's completely dark, Tzad HaKohavim. But b'diavad ben hashoshot also you could say. On the other side, im lo berech ad leil tetvav, if you didn't make birkat alevana till it's the last chance, shuzo alayla acharona, v'shu nirata b'yom tetvav la'achar amud ha-shachar, if it's after amud ha-shachar already of the next day, ועדיין היא מאירה יפה. And there is, we said, the condition is you need to have good light, illumination. יברך עליה אתה. Right, so then still, it's right after עמוד השחר, he could still say the ברכה, אבל אם העיר היום, but you know, if it's for sure, after הנץ, שאז כבר, so then, because the light of moon is not ניכר, לא יברך. Now, what about Leil Shabbat and Yom Tov? I really don't know what's the reason. There are some reasons, probably, not to say. Why don't you say Birkat HaLevana, right? So, Friday nights and Yom Tovim. Here he says, בחודשי החורף, שנראתה לבנה בליל שבת ובליל יום טוב. Again, winter time, it's a more difficult time. Right, because a lot of times it's cloudy, etc. So he says, maybe the last chance is to say it Friday night or the night of Yom Tov. So he says, then yivarchu aleha lechatechila b'shabbat Yom Tov, that people are allowed to say Birkat HaLevana the night, you know, Friday night, Shabbat Shabbat or Shabbat Yom Tov. Ve'en beze shum chashash, לא על דרך הפשט ולא דרך הסוד. And there are no concerns about this, saying it, not according to פשט or קבלה. וכן עשו מעשה גדולי עולם רבים מחכמי ספרד ואשכנז ביחד. You see, he quotes it from the Bach, that the Bach says, בשנת שין צדי, which is like 400 years ago, Bach is the Beit Chadash, is the one of the Rotsay Kelim and Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Lo nirata halevana ad leil tet vav betishrei." That they couldn't see the moon, wasn't a good moon, till it was what? Leil tet vav betishrei, shehu leil chag asukot. It was Shabbat Moed Amud. Ve'asivnu ma'ase be'irenu kraka, uberachnu birkat halevana. He says, everybody gathered and they said, Birkat HaLevana, ובוודאי אין לבטל מצווה חשובה זו כקבלת השכינה. He says, for sure, again, I really don't know any arguments why not to say, but apparently there are some reasons. I don't know exactly what. If you have, excuse me? That's a good one, maybe. They come to carry, you know. Probably they all had, you know, the Bate Knesset. They had, for Birkat HaIlanot, you see, you have to go out here. They could really say it in the Chatzer of the Shul, and then there is no problem of carrying. I'm just saying, maybe you know, I don't know what could be, but you know, he's saying. So he says. He says it's nonsense basically. Look like this. It's infinite. Amim shenahem shoresh the anath lefi hadin. I think it was the chashash of carrying that has shoresh. He says, so v'hamahandez al ze, I don't know what's that, ain lo moach b'kodkodo. He says, so anybody hesitates about this, he doesn't have no brains, right? So, v'alav ne'emar ha'kesil b'choshech holech. That a ksil, somebody who doesn't have high in an intelligence, goes in darkness. This is a quote from the Bach, 400 years ago. And also he says, he brings from another sefer, Yosef Ometz Yuzfa, im yesh chashash she'yavor zman b'kat ha'levana, that if there's a chashash, that you're going to miss it, and the last opportunity is Friday night, yekaddesha b'lil Shabbat. And he says, ki ha'tam shelo levarech chalush v'kalush me'od. He also doesn't say what the reason or not, but he said that reasoning is very weak. Ve'en lachush lo b'makom mitzvah overet. V'chen nahagti l'maaseh. Right, and he says, and also the Rashba says that. Rashba and other achanonim. Again, I still am wondering what is, there is this tam chalush. So the only thing that he brings, he says, ha'mevarech v'shavot v'yom tov, when he says, k'shem sh'anachnu merakedin k'neridech. When we do b'kat ha'levana, but I remember my father, like in the jumping, right? You're supposed to jump, right? We say, k'shem sh'anachnu merakedin k'neridech, that we are dancing in front of the moon, and when you say that, you have to jump. So here he says, tov shelo yirukot k'derech shurukit b'chol. He says, here he brings, since... So this could be one reason. Oh, because it's asur to dance on Shabbat. Right? And here, when you say, you're supposed to dance. So he says, dancing is, if you really, you jump, right? That you know, your feet are above the ground. But if you just go on top of your, like, you know, on your heels, that's okay. That's what he brings. So he says... So el adai sheyagbia akevav kmo shemagbia b'kedusha kevan she'ein merakedin b'Shabbat. Again, so again, we have never said b'kat ha'levana on Shabbat. I don't know, it's because Baruch Hashem always it didn't come to it. But you know, if maybe in the East Coast they do, I don't know. Again, I said, you know, we are lucky, but a lot of things in LA, nowhere has LA's weather. But it's also for Birkat HaLevana, we are very lucky, always we don't miss it. Sukkot, so, but you know, maybe on the East Coast, I don't know when it comes to it, and they say it on Shabbat, I don't know, but I would like to know what the reasons, why not, other than this Rekida that we just spoke about. Okay, Ma'anegeha Le'olam Kavod in Chalut HaMeh, there is a very strange midrash that says, Sha'al Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosi l'Rabbi. B'zchut ma b'nei chutz la'aretz chayim. Right, because you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara talks about this, that you know, they told, Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Israel, they told him in Bavel, people live long. He said, I'm surprised, because Hashem promised longevity in Eretz Yisrael. He says, "Leman yirbu yibechem yibenechem al ha'adama." So here, maybe on the same vein, he says, Rabbi Shmuel asks, "Bizchut ma b'nei chutz la'aretz chayim? How come they have longevity?" So he says, he answered, "Amar lo bizchut shehem mechabdim et ha'shabbat v'yamim tovim, because they are mechabed, they honor." Shabbat and Yom Tovim. And we have to read it. What's the connection? What's the connection between... He asked him, what zechut b'nei chutz la'aretz have? They have long lives. So he answered him, because they honor Shabbat and Yom Tov. So now the question is, what's the connection? What being mechabed Shabbat and Yom Tov? Why should the reward would be longevity? So here he brings this achat shaalti. He says, "Adam haShomer mechabed Shabbat mar'e baze shehu ma'amin b'Hashem." Right? We know that when we keep Shabbat, it shows our emuna. right? This, you know, person that could not to go to work on Shabbat, right? Keep Shabbat. You believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabbat v'inafash. And Parnasakom Ramza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It shows your emunah, right? That a person, HaShomer U'mechabed HaShabbat, mar'e b'zeh shu ma'amin v'Hashem Yitbarach. And also it says, Na'asa Shutaf b'ma'ase b'reshit. Right? And he becomes, like it says, when we say Vayichul HaShemayim V'Haaretz in Friday nights, we become like partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ma'aseh Bereshit. So, and it says, right, it says by Avraham Avinu, it says, V'hemin b'Hashem v'yachsheveha lo tzedaka. That when Avraham Avinu had emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem considered this for Avraham like tzedakah. And we know tzedakah tatzil mimavet, right? Pasuk says in Mishlei, tzedakah tatzil mimavet. That tzedakah, we know the famous Gaon, machatzit hashegel, right? Machatzit hashegel that we give for minimum for tzedakah. Mem chet tzadi yud tav tzadi stands for tzedakah. The letters close to this chai, the letters away from it is met. Famous Gaon Mivilna. Sedaga tatzil mimavet. So therefore, nimtza ha'adam sheshomer Shabbat mar'eh she'ma'amin v'Hashem k'mitzvat sedaga. That when we keep Shabbat, it's like we are giving sedaga. And that is tatzil mimavet. Umidah keneged midah zocheh l'chayim. So that's why that could explain that why, like you know, b'nei chutz la'aretz when we give proper respect. Right, we honor Shabbat and Yom Tov, we are zuche lechayim arukim, that it could be a source of longevity, exactly the way tzedakah tatzil mimavet. Rabbi Chananya Melech HaShem Omer Ratzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael fichach, hirba lahem Torah ha-mitzvot, shenemar Adonai chafet,